Evernorth Health Services, we believe costs shouldn't get in the way of life-changing care. And we're doing everything in our power to make it possible. Behavioral health solutions that also keep your projections at their best? It's possible. Pharmacy benefits that benefit your bottom line? It's possible. Complex specialty care that cares about your ROI? It's possible. Because we're already doing it. All while saving businesses billions. That's Wonder made possible. Learn more at evernorth.com/wonder.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
On the sea, have the liberty hot dogs. Go America to a baseball game and let's go to the mall. There's a Starbucks. And
it's my new national anthem.
Is it's Frenchie's new national anthem. He's back.
How y'all going, guys? I'm back from America.
Frenchie's a red-blooded
People
American.
People say I got a bit of an accent when I was over there, but I don't really hear it.
How was it, mate?
Guys.
Fucking guys. COVID Hasselhoff's back.
It is actually unbelievable that I went to America. I can't.
It seems like a dream. Like when people ask where Frenchie was, I was like, he's in America. And people are like, you're allowed to leave the country?
100%. I would have been one of the first, I'd say maybe the third flight to America since quarantine restrictions. So for those who don't know what happened, New South Wales said, you know what, guys, from November, you don't have to quarantine after you come back from overseas. Mm. So my girlfriend had a wedding she really wanted to go to, her best friend from college.
College?
From a sorority.
Oh, my.
Yeah, wearing a sorority. Alpha Kappa Zai, Gold Thetons, whatever the fuck they say. She had a wedding she wanted to go to, and she's like, now we can go, because I was like, no, we can't go. And even then, I'm trying to find like the laws
like
that say
excuses.
We can't go.
Yeah, Frenchie became a lawyer. He's like cracking into the books just so he doesn't have to go to a wedding. It's funny that you went to, I remember you saying you had a wedding and it was on Zoom and you didn't even get out of bed. But now you're going across the oceans.
Well, we were there. We had another Zoom wedding.
What the fuck? You guys have too many friends.
Yeah, bro. But
I only know four people and two of them are here.
It was like a low key Zoom wedding where they just went to the courthouse.
That's depressing.
No, because they were supposed to do it in Bali, but COVID happened. They're like, fuck it, let's just go to the courthouse and spend our money on the honeymoon.
The courthouse on Oxford Street.
I don't know which the courthouse they went to. Okay, I don't know. Not that. Oh, the pub would be sick.
Go to the courthouse to get married, but it's the courty.
Go to the pub would be sick. But yeah, no, they just did it on live stream on their phone. They got the maid of honor, whoever was witnessing, to film it. It probably took about 3 minutes.
That's not bad, but that's not a big commitment. That's all right.
No, it was sick. That one was sick. But this wedding, I had to go to America. But I was happy. I want to go to America as long as we know you can get back. Because I think I was the guinea pig. Because everyone's like, fuck, let's go. We can go to the country. And they're like, wait a minute. I don't believe this is real. ScoMo or Dan or Gladys will change the laws and you'll be in prison when you come back.
I did think, like, you're going over, fine. Not getting back.
Not getting back. No, because you can change. They can change the laws however they see fit.
Where see my see my dog's dog? Leaving, right? I'll tell you why she's leaving. Because there's a fly in the room. She gets really triggered by flies, and now she's stuck in the cable jungle.
Yeah. So
she's stuck.
So I can tell you guys. Anyone wants to leave to Australia, I can tell you how to go now.
Yeah. All right. Let's get into it. But first,
what's coming up on this episode?
There's a lot. So we've rejigged the format to make it a bit more enjoyable. Put a bit more producing into it.
No. Don't say enjoyable because it was a 10 out of 10 enjoyability before.
Now it's going to be a 12 out of 10.
What? Yeah. I did not even know you could do that.
So we've got heaps of trending news. We've got the fucked segment of the week.
Fucked segment of
the week.
We've got
the conundrum of the week where one of our Patreons has sent in a very good question for us to debate.
Okay, I'm interested. Very good. I'm interested.
And we've got a bunch of fan questions from Patreon as well.
That is good. I like a bit more structure because you got to have structure so you can break structure. That's right, baby. And so,
and I also wanted to put out a call to our listeners. We need a new intro song for the podcast. We've never had one, but I think that would really add to the show. Having a cool little Tom and Frenchy intro. Maybe you're a musician. Maybe you've always wanted to make a song, but you've never got around to it.
Maybe you're not a musician and you just own a bunch of pens and own a bunch of pots and pans.
Yep.
A little, you got a dad who can fart on cue, do you know what I mean?
That'd be cool.
Whatever you want to do, we will be playing
a new songs, one each week.
A new one each week. Like, I guess, like Australian Idol sort and then of, sort of competition.
Yeah, and then in a month or so, we'll vote. Say, which song slapped the hardest? What do you want to hear every week?
Yeah, I think we will definitely have a vote, and we will have the finalists. We will play all five finalists.
And Dicko then, and Marsha Hines are going to come in, and they're going to vote. Mark Holden's going to be there.
Touchdown!
But to kick it off, I thought...
Marsha.
No, that's Brady Bunch.
Still Marsha.
So to kick it off, I found someone to do a song for us on a little really quality site called Fiverr. And maybe press it now and I'll talk you through it.
This is not the...
This is it. Wait for it.
This is... You know this isn't his song.
No, this is his. Just wait for it. It's got a bit of a build to get you guys into.
I'm pretty sure this isn't.
Nah, this is an original.
You just paid.
No, wait for it.
It's a Tuesday. There's something funny playing in your car. Under the moonlight, a man appears and he looks like a giraffe.
This is good.
You start to scream, but a pumpkin-headed man is in your backseat. You start to freeze as horror looks you right between the eyes. You're paralyzed, cause it's the Tom and Frenchy show. And no one's gonna save you from the beast about to strike. You know it's the Tom and Frenchy show. You're fighting for your life inside the Tom and Frenchy show, yeah. Woo!
What the fuck?
I was trying to think of an intro song, and Tonya goes, maybe you should find a Michael Jackson impersonator.
Hilarious.
And
Wait, that was an impersonator?
That was
I thought that was a random and you said to sing like Michael Jackson.
No.
That's an official impersonator.
Turns out he has no musical talent in singing.
So what does he impersonate?
Later we've got a Patreon plug that'll change your mind. I hear what you're saying, but his normal Michael Jackson is spot on.
Oh, God, you can't go on.
He's just not good at singing in the voice. But guys, that's a little sample of the genius you could create. Maybe you could just organize a amazing impersonator to sing your lyrics.
Can they... do covers though, Tom, because will that be copyrighted?
I'm sure it's copyrighted.
So for our intro...
Ideally not.
Intro, ideally, original song.
Or non-copyrighted music with the singing over the top. Whatever.
If a song's been out like 50 years, I think it loses copyright or something like that.
Well, it turns out if the guy's a pedophile, you still have to pay him.
What?
Yeah, this guy.
What?
Michael Jackson.
Well, you got to pay him more for legal fees.
Yeah, that's right.
They need that money. What if we just completely rip off a song, but then in brackets we do Taylor's version or Frenchie's version or something, you know what I mean?
What happened on Frenchie's weekend?
That's the queen. We got the queen to do that.
So this is when we talk about what I've been up to. Well... I have probably too much to talk about for this podcast for once, guys. So I don't exactly know where to begin or where to end, but we'll just do one or two interesting stories. Yeah. I saw a fucking gator.
Oh, yeah.
So I went down Florida, so the whole time I'm thinking, I want to see a motherfucking gator.
Did you go on one of those fan boats?
No, bro. Oh. I want to see a real, like, you know when you come to Australia, you're like, yeah, if I go on a kangaroo tour, I'll see a kangaroo.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I want to see one at the shops, you know what I mean? I want to see a kangaroo at Woolies, do you know what I mean? I want to see a gator at the fucking Walmart, do you know what I mean? Buying a gun, do you know what I mean?
Yeah, that's cool.
Because that's what you, like, it's got a mad rep for gators, like one of the, like, anyway. Whole time I didn't see one. Playing golf, every lake I'm looking in, they're like, there should be everywhere, you're just getting unlucky. And they're like, you see that in the water, there's a gate. I'm like, that's just a ripple, bro. That's like, there's a gate under there. Eventually, last hole, sunning itself, tanning it.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fucking wild.
It's tanning. Just on the golf course, they just hang out on golf courses.
I feel like that's something they should sort out. You don't want to be playing golf with the risk.
Nah, they're like cute crocodiles. No one's scared of them.
That's weird.
Like, they can take a dog or a small child, but, like, if you're full grown, you're, like, pretty much... I ran up to it with the phone going, Gator.
But I've seen Happy Gilmore.
Yeah.
A guy lost his hand.
Well, that's what the most interesting part, because I thought that was completely made up. I'm like, but... Because I didn't think gators were just hanging out on the golf course.
Yeah, yeah.
They fucking are.
That's weird. I didn't know that.
You can hit your ball into a gator.
That's cool. Chubbs. Is that a hole?
I did not see Chubbs Peterson, if you're wondering.
If you get it straight in the gator's mouth, does that count as a hole in one or no?
Yes.
Cool.
Yo, speaking of actually Adam Zandler, so my girlfriend's American, so mm-hmm. we caught up with her mum and her mum's friends. All her mum's friends come, like, they're like, knew everything or fucking about me. It was very awkward.
That's the worst.
Very awkward. But they, actually most Americans didn't get me at all. At all.
That does not surprise me.
So we're going to see an NFL game the next day. So we're going to see an NFL game that the older ladies, they're talking about. They, are you excited to see some American football? And I go, yeah, I am. I hope the water boy gets on. I've seen a documentary where he was very good at football. So hopefully he kills it again. And they go,
no.
I don't think he usually plays. I think he more just...
Gets the water,
but yeah, okay, why not? And then I tried to spell it out to him. I was like, yeah, it was a documentary with Adam Sandler in it. Tried to spell it out to him, and they're like, okay, yeah, I haven't heard of that player either, but yeah, okay.
You tried to explain the joke. You should have realized it wasn't hitting.
A lot don't get me because I think Americans...
I've been to a cafe with you. It's not just American. You're like, what is the avocado? And they're like, well, it's avocado.
I say avocado. Yeah. You say avocado for that.
You do these jokes and people just don't know. They just think you're special.
Yeah, but Americans are just like, these ones were just too polite. They were just like, okay, that's just, I don't, they just like speak.
That's funny.
But the interesting part in this, we can tell some more stories next week because I don't want to monopolize all your time, guys. The most interesting thing we all know is between the difference between American and Australians is the use of cunt.
Yeah.
We know it. Americans, the rumors are true. That word is a trigger word for them. Yeah. So I'm trying not to use it. Like, I don't need to use it. I'm playing golf, as I was saying, with these lads. College lads went to a frat. So I'm like, oh, I can speak like a normal human here.
Is that where you got the Make America Great hat?
What does it say, Tom?
It says Make America
Great. It doesn't say Make America Great. But yeah, I did hang out with some Trump fans. It was fucking great. No. What do you mean? They're humans, Tom.
Yeah, certain circles.
No, they were fine. We had a good time. But yeah, so I'm at a golf course just speaking like normal language. One of the workers is just like standing in the fairway and I can't have my shot. So I just say, what's this cunt doing? Do you know what I mean? That's a normal description in Australia. It means, what's this guy doing?
Yeah, yeah.
They go, whoa, bro. Whoa, what did he do to you? No way, man. And so I'm like, no, I'm not calling him a cunt, but he's just, you know, I'm just wondering what the cunt's doing. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah.
And so for the rest of, that golf went into the wedding. And the rest of the wedding, I'm trying to explain all the different ways we can use cunt.
Yeah.
The C word, I would start off saying it.
Yeah.
To throw it out there to see how they would take it. And initially, very hesitant.
Mm.
And then it kind of appeared like, you know, on TikTok and things, you can get the N word pass, apparently. If you've got a black friend, there's a joke, he'll give you the N word pass. Do you know what I mean? Mm. It was like I gave them the C word pass. They never use it. But eventually they heard me using it enough. They had enough butt in their system.
Yeah, right. They're
like, I'm going to throw this out there.
And they were like, ladies and gentlemen, the cunt and groom for the first dance.
They didn't go that far. They didn't go that far. But they first say it. They're like, when they first say it, it's so jarring. They're like, so you guys really say cunt that much? You're like, whoa, not like that,
not the
bro.
Hard T, dude.
Not like that.
You can't do a hard T at the end.
And then we went to the bar after the wedding and all their shackles are gone. All their... And so they're coming up to me. They're going, what's up, you fucking arsey cunt? How the cunt are you, cunt boy? Just rolling it out there.
You should have snapped at that point, like you were really offended.
How dare you say that?
Yeah.
How dare you say that? But like, they're like frat Florida dudes, bro. I thought if anyone can like relax saying it, them.
Were they just like shotgun and beers and shit?
We did a few shooies. We did a few shooies.
That's nice.
They're like, you don't actually do that, do you? I saw Daniel Ricciardo does that, but you guys don't. Like, I'm like, I'll do your shoe right now. Get it in.
Take it off, idiot.
Take it off.
Take it off.
Give me
your dog.
Fucking shoe.
Give me the shoe. Let me smell it. That's nice.
Well, you got to turn the Australian up a bit. I feel like it's one of those ones when you're in America, you're repping Australia, so you have to turn it up a bit.
You turn it up. I think you should turn it down.
Not in America, baby. Not in America.
You need to dial it down so they can understand you.
Yeah, they couldn't understand me a lot, especially with a mask on. But yeah, I will say the only other thing about America before we get into Tom's exciting time he's had, guys, because you're probably interested wherever you can go and come back. We'll give you some actual knowledge here. Anyone can go. You just need to fill out some pre-departure shit. Do you know what I mean?
Like
you need
waiver.
To get a COVID test, an official one that costs $150 before you can go. And then the one on the way back costs $150 American.
Ooh, stitch up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a classic stitch up.
But the big problem is you need to test negative to COVID before you get on the flight back to Sydney.
Mm.
And you can only get that within 72 hours of your departure back home. So I had to spend the first fucking 8 days not getting COVID.
That's hard.
That's hard in Florida, bro.
Bro, it's impossible. I'm surprised you didn't get it from that gator. Just everyone has it.
Bro, but especially because like, A, that's like a state that doesn't give a fuck.
Yeah.
B, I don't care if I get it in life. Do you know what I mean? But I had to take precautions because I needed to get on this flight home.
Yeah, you want to come home.
But I also wanted to look cool in front of Florida Man. I've heard a lot about Florida Man.
Yeah, he's got a rep.
You know what I mean? I don't want to be in a gun state where they're all like football and fishing. I'm wearing a fucking mask
what
and a Wendy's.
What you got that mask
you know
on
mean?
For? You know it's a scam, right?
I felt like a fucking loser. I'm getting hand sanity after touch things, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
No, bro. It was fucking stressful. I'll tell you that.
Stress, man. I'm glad you made it back. We're happy to have you.
Yeah, I'm back and I'm
sorry for our absence for a week. We've been pretty good. I mean, that's our first week off in a long time. It's fucking fly.
Stoked to be back. We got a fly in the studio, guys. We're currently recording at, can we say what secret location we're at?
Yeah, my house.
Tom's house.
Alex is here. We got an Alex cam if it works, if it doesn't glitch. Did it work?
Tell the listeners some fun things about you. We're doing a little get-to-know-you game at a first day of work.
Well, what's your favorite color?
Green.
What's your favorite drink?
Bundy and Coke.
Oi, that's
Bundy
a man
and Coke,
drink.
Let's go.
That's a man drink. Have you been to the Bundaberg Rum Factory?
No, they won't let me go there.
Oh, no, we'll drink it all.
Been banned.
Love that.
But
that fat kid from Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Yeah, you drank it all.
But you are a tradie, aren't you, Alex?
Kind of. I work in manufacturing.
Yeah.
Do you wear high-vis?
No.
Do you date high school girls?
Is this recording?
So one out of two. Not bad. Not bad.
Tom and French's trending news.
Ooh. My. Bit of George Takei to get us into trending news. Do you like that, French?
Who's George Takei?
He's the guy from Star Trek. He's an Asian American guy.
And he did that.
Yeah, well, it was an impersonation. But he's from the Howard Stern Show. I've been paying the bills of impersonators all over Fiverr.
Were you at like a Comic-Con for impersonators or something?
Yeah, I was at a Comic-Con themed gay bar and ran into old Georgie boy.
Impersonators.
He put his hand up my ass and then he did this Star Trek thing and split me open.
So we've got trending news, classic stories, some more real than others, as you guys, not real, they're all unreal, but some more important than others. Tom's dog is licking where another man's penis would be, not Tom's.
Not mine. Mine is tucked up inside me nice and safe. Nice little inverted number.
Good. So Alex is going to read them out and we just decide if we want to talk about we'll them say, or not.
All right, let's hear the first one.
Article one is astronaut diapers.
That's intriguing.
Astronaut diapers. I can guess it, but I still want to know more. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, like, is it space babies? That's what comes to mind. They're sending babies to space. That's what I'm thinking, but what do you reckon? Go for it?
Yeah, give us more. Give us more. All
right, so there is no toilet for the returning SpaceX crew, and they're stuck using diapers. The astronauts who will depart the International Space Station on Sunday will be stuck using diapers on the way home.
Okay, why is there no toilet? Did it disappear?
Yeah, it seems like there was a toilet on the way there.
Seems like there should have been a toilet on the way there, and then...
then it fell out. It got sucked out of the airlock.
A black hole.
My toilet!
There's going to be a lot more black holes on that space shuttle because of poo.
Yeah.
Well, there's actually something funny. So it's the NASA astronaut, Megan MacArthur, described the situation on Friday as suboptimal, but still manageable. She and her three crewmates will spend 20 hours in their SpaceX capsule from the time the hatches are closed until Monday mornings. A planned splashdown.
Splashdown.
I love the positivity of just saying suboptimal.
Yeah, that's...
yeah, not ideal.
I guess when you're an astronaut, you've thought of the worst. The worst is probably getting probed by an alien, or the best. Depends how you look at it. So wearing a nappy, I mean, you could burn to death.
Best, I think that would have been.
Hmm.
Yeah, and also I guess you can crash land
into
like a really boring country and then you're there for, you're like, oh fuck, I gotta hang out with Belgium for another fucking week. Well, not Belgium specifically, but you know what I mean, Tasmania.
Hello
like
to our Belgium listeners.
Hello to all of our international listeners. Wait. Bro, they speak fucking every language in Belgium, so say whatever you want. Guten Tag, bonjour, fucking Flemish, where the fuck hello in that is. Like it sounds like a fish.
Really doing some.
Your dog's really licky when it sits on your lap and I don't like it. I don't want to think about it. But 20 hours is doable.
To sit in your shit though, I guess it depends.
Bro, I'd shit in it if I did in my pants. Do you know what I mean? If I shat in my pants and I do it for 20 hours, I could do it. Do you know what I mean?
Wow.
Yeah, anyone could.
Suboptimal, though.
Yo, suboptimal. The lady I was sitting next to, so this older lady, I'd say like 55 vibes, had the window seat on the flight back. Don't know if you guys know I was in America, whatever. I'm a big traveler. How y'all doing? So 55, I'm like, oh no, she's going to fucking be moving me the whole flight.
Yeah.
14-hour flight. She gets up once.
Oh, she's probably trooper.
I think she had some astronaut diapers, bro. I think so. I don't know what. 14 hours for an old lady, and they don't have the biggest bladders, do they?
I don't know.
Unless she's been training it up.
Fuck, that is a
I was very impressed by it. I was
especially
telling her at
elderly
the end.
Women. Yeah.
Yeah.
She had some fucking, what are they called? The toddler pull-up ones? Pull-ups. There you go. She had some pull-ups on.
Yep.
Okay. Is there more to that story?
The only addition they had is that they were the first astronauts to be able to grow chilies in space, which she remarked as they had a nice spiciness to them, but a little of a lingering burn. Some found it more troublesome than others.
If you're
going to have to wear a diaper on the way home, don't be playing with spice.
Well, that's what broke the fucking toilet, was just doing spicy shits out of there.
Bro, some chilies go down, you're like, that wasn't that hot. You shit, and it's like a fucking...
yeah.
The worst time of your life.
Yeah, it's like a flamethrower coming out of your asshole. Yeah. They burn through their space toilet. That's what the fuck happened.
And now they're sitting in spicy turds just on their genitals, sitting there.
Out of all the things you can do in space before grow chilies...
grow life. I guess chilies are type of life.
Grow life.
Like have some babies up mean? There. I don't know. Wank off.
Cabbage patch kids.
Yeah, wank off into a cabbage patch.
That's below chilies, okay? That's below chilies. I was saying anything else.
Like what?
Frenchie's
going to space. What are you doing?
Getting the first mullet cut in space. Bang. Bang. Smoking weed in space.
That's cool.
Man. Yeah, taking drugs. Take all the
taking
drugs in
LSD
space.
In
oh,
space.
Wow.
Bro.
Wow.
That is so risky. You'd be like, I want to go to that planet. And you just let gravity do its thing.
You wouldn't even have to go. You don't even have to go to space if you take enough LSD.
True.
I watched a documentary, actually, speaking of LSD.
Ooh, la-di-da, documentary, man.
On my flight back. I was on a flight because I don't know if you guys have been flying lately. Probably haven't. I have.
First class.
No, definitely not, but that's okay. It was a documentary on Woodstock 99.
Not the bourbon.
Oh, you know what I meant. You know what I fucking meant. Why would you have to say the... There was a documentary on Woodstock bourbon. Yeah, Woody's.
When they had the extra mils.
Yeah, it was about how 15-year-olds would drink four 440 mil cans and get fucked up at a party.
I'd watch that.
Yeah. And
that's lit.
And they would sloppy try to make out all the girls at the party because they had 2.5 Woodstock.
They'd wake up in a nappy.
Okay, that would be a good documentary. I'm interested. That was what I used to drink. I fucking love Woody's. And Red Bears, bro. I don't know if you remember Red Bears. You go, you kids these days don't know. Alex, you don't even know Red Bears, do you? What did you drink when you were a teenager, Alex?
Just like normal stuff. First time was a bottle of vodka.
Yeah, I was going to make fun of that, but that is kind of one of the normal ones. Like,
yeah.
That's when you realize you have to do a bottle of vodka at like a year 9, year 10 party, and that's when you realize you shouldn't have a free pour ever.
Oh.
Do you know what I mean?
You can really mask the effects of vodka with like a nice lemonade.
And then once you're drunk enough and you're not tasting
you can't taste it.
You are fucking in for a world of pain. That's where those are blackout nights where you're like, I did what?
Yeah. No. I don't miss those nights.
I
kind of do,
you
actually.
In retrospect. So I watched a documentary on...
Woodstock. Yeah.
The festival.
Oh, it's their food time. We've got automatic dog feeders.
That is insane.
Yeah, we live in the future here, dude. And they fucking run for it.
Wait, guys. You can see that. It's 5 p.m. right now. Okay, they're automatic dog feeders. There's one each side of the TV. They both know which side they go, do they? Or they just go either side?
He goes to whichever he wants to first because he's faster.
Because he's the male.
Yeah, and then she just takes whatever's left.
Oh, that's sexist, bro.
But they get their own and they don't eat each other's food.
Okay, well, that is like, because do you forget to feed them?
Well, this means we could be out for dinner and we can still...
At 5 p.m.
Yeah, we have early dinner.
Were you next to me on the flight?
Yeah.
Fucking diaper wearing.
No, just like if we're at work or whatever, they still get fed.
But okay, do they get fed once a day or twice?
Twice. They get it in the morning. So they'll sprint out at 9. Sometimes they get bad anxiety and they just fucking wait around from 7 in the morning till 9, just watching the machines.
Just watching it. Oh, they look happy now. That is crazy. That's from the future.
And then we've got a camera up here in my apartment so we can watch them and talk to them and then make sure they get fed.
No, you guys are big brothering them. You were doing some sort of weird social experiment on them. You're like, like Pavlov.
Yeah. I speak to them in Russian sometimes.
Nyet.
Vodka.
Why do you need to watch them? I hate the cameras that watches dogs because you can't do anything. You're just watching them.
You can talk to them.
But they don't respond.
No, they do.
What do they say?
Well, if he's barking and I go, Rufus, he'll stop. See, he got triggered then.
He went to get more food.
But yeah, we're getting sidetracked.
Anyway, so Woodstock, so you know the music festival.
Yes.
Okay. There was one in 1969, yeah?
Oh, yeah, great year.
There was one in 1994. Did you know that?
No.
So it was one in 94 and it was like an homage to the 1969 one where they did sort of like 60s acts. A lot of the original acts that were there was about free love and peace and stuff like that.
Yep.
And then there was one in 99 and I remember it because I've seen a lot of the live sets from it because the crowd was fucking massive.
Yeah, those are crazy, those old concerts where it's like literally hundreds of thousands.
So this one was on an army base, very free love, peace, love and harmony. It was on like old Air Force army base, Air Force base maybe.
Seems like a culture clash there. Hippies and army.
Instead of getting like Bob Dylan and Jimi Hendrix and stuff, they got... Limp Bizkit, Rage Against the Machine,
okay,
all this Korn,
Oh, delicious.
I think Metallica were there too. Like, yeah. It was a banging lineup. What they say, a banging lineup if you're like a 23-year-old white boy.
Yeah.
Which we all were.
In my head, I still am, despite my aging body.
But it was like one of those documentaries that's got like a huge, not agenda, but like, this is the dark side of the festival.
Ooh.
And it was like, not just all fun and games. It was fucking hectic. Like the toilets, they didn't have enough toilets and they were overflowing from Friday. So everyone's just jumping around and shit and piss. And by the end of it, by Sunday, they're burning the fucker down. Like they went on a riot. The security guards are like, turn their shirts inside out so they didn't get bashed because they were fucking girls half the time. Like it was like,
the logistics of running people a die festival piece that of people size, die. Like even just in a regular festival, the logistics and the things you can fuck up is so big.
Yeah.
And then so 100,000, you're asking for trouble.
How many people were at the Woodstock 99?
425 mil.
It says it was the second largest music festival.
Ever. So do we have a number of people?
Come on. Not you. So like I was telling Alex. But yeah,
so that was a really interesting documentary. And it kind of leads us into, we obviously didn't get to talk about the Travis Scott one. Oh, fucking right. Hectic.
That was fucking crazy. The shit popping up on TikTok of people trying to be like, bro, there's people dying in the crowd and the security guards are just like ignoring them. Well,
Kylie Jenner put up a story and you can see the ambulance going through the crowd.
Crazy, man.
Still won't affect their empire at all, bro. They're correct. They can't get cancelled, the Kardashians.
Oh, no.
No.
I feel like Travis Scott has some answering.
Oh, it's just a boring name, isn't it? That's true. The first question I'd ask. I'd be like, why didn't you pick a cooler rap name? Yeah. Like ASAP Travis or something like that. Do you know what I mean?
I guess that's why they didn't call it Travis Scott World.
Yeah.
Astro World.
Instead. Yeah, yeah, you're right.
Yeah. All right, next story.
Oh, wait, well, you got the number at the people at the festival?
Yeah, I've got the number. So it was approximately 400,000 people over 4 days.
Crazy,
that's
bro.
Insane.
Crazy.
It'd be fun to go on a time machine to something like that.
Yeah, Fred Durst, bro. The songstress of our generation.
Songstress, yeah.
He should. Limp Bizkit should re-release all their outer songs and in brackets do Fred Durst version.
Is Limp Bizkit a reference to Soggy Sayer? Like we call it Soggy Sayer, they call it Limp Bizkit.
I'm assuming it's about a penis that couldn't get hard, yeah? Or you're saying it's because they come on a biscuit and then
they call
it
Limp Bizkit. Soggy Sayer is like an Australian saying.
Hello. Yeah, good question, guys.
Yeah.
No answer to that. What's the next story?
All right, so I've got one called Dr. Pingers.
Oh, okay, well, jackpot.
He's getting us. He knows how to pique our interest.
Dr. Pingers.
Dr. Pingers.
A doctor in Victoria is fighting the Department of Health to give his patients pingers.
Oh, we can get behind this.
I don't even need to know what that's about.
No, I want to know everything about this.
I'm on board.
So it's a bit more serious than that. It's back in August, a doctor in Victoria tried to get permission to use ecstasy on his patients that he said are quite unwell and suffering from a range of mental health issues. The proposal was shot down by the Department of Health on the grounds that there was insufficient data to administer the drug safely. But now the doctor, Eli Kotler, is challenging the decision in court, which could see MDMA and perhaps other drugs like magic mushrooms and ketamine to be classified as drugs to be prescribed for medical treatment.
Ketamine they're already using to treat patients, so that one's fucking dumb. Like they can do that safely, and they say there's not enough research on pingers being used. Mm-hmm. There definitely is enough research.
Pill testers, they've been testing.
There's a lot of pill testers in the world.
The few times I've done it, I make sure I have a pill tester have one before me. See if there's any adverse effects before I have one.
Oh, at least the same time as your friend too. So
nah,
you're
I'm
in
not
it
that
together.
Good of a friend.
So you're in it together.
I want to see them burn.
But how much longer before you do they do it?
Oh, I give them like a good 12 hours. I give quite. Yeah, and then I just watch. Yeah.
And then you take your pills.
Yeah, watch on the camera. They're usually in this room surrounded by dogs, and that's what the dog feeders are for. I actually trap mates in here, and they've got to eat out of dog bones.
That's what we're saying. There's a lot of research on how to safely and unsafely use your pingers.
What would you use pingers
MD
for?
Like just fucking dancing bar. I've got a socializing.
I heard they give MDMA to like in marriage counseling.
Oh, so they love each other.
So you can put up with your fucking wife. Yeah.
Like ecstasy, get them more affectionate and shit. Not
well. Also, people with weak jaws. If you need want to strengthen those muscles,
true.
Right, there's a lot of good uses out of pingers. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Mm. All right, what's next?
And just marriage counseling. Just so you, because they're very good to help find boring people interesting.
Yeah.
You're like, fuck, you are interesting, bro, right now.
I'd like to take MDMA and then go to marriage counselling.
Oh,
while I sit on the couch.
But not your own marriage counselling. We sit in on someone else's.
Who's going to allow that?
We pretend to be counsellors. And we take it before we start counselling them, and then it hits us halfway through it.
New fuck segment of the week.
Yeah. Hey, guys, does anyone out there, are you having relationship problems? Do you want me and Frenchie on MDMA?
We're going to take caps and try and fix you it. Through it.
That would be fucking insane.
All right. Another article is singer pees on fan's face.
Oh, I mean, you can't go wait, past
singer?
That.
Okay.
Yes. Okay. We're not passing on any of these.
So during a live show, singer Sophia Eurista announced she
urethra.
Needed
wait. Okay, can I just pause you there? So you said Sophia, female singer.
Yep.
That's nice, isn't it?
To be peed on by a female.
No, I'm saying it could have been a dark story about someone else we know who pees on people's faces.
Oh, yeah.
But during a live show, a female doing it, that's a fucking visual. How do you, what? Did she have like a fucking funnel she was aiming with?
She just spread leg down, right?
Yeah, how let's did, see the so rest go of the on, story. Keep going, so let's keep going.
She needed to announce that she needed to pee and wasn't going to make it to the bathroom and then invited an audience member up on stage to piss on.
That is such a power move.
Bingo.
But if it's invited, I feel like that's okay.
I think that's better than winning the meat tray at the local bolo. That's
if you're like volunteering, it's like a magic act. You can't complain that there was a rabbit in your hat.
No one's complaining, bro. This is a story of triumph.
Is it?
He went there hoping he would get peed on.
You got a bit of a situation.
Oh, booger?
Yeah, booger.
I wonder how long that was there for.
I told you that time because it was really translucent in the light.
But yeah, so she goes, hey, I need to pee.
I don't want to stop the show.
Anyone?
Anyone absorbent enough for me to use as a human maxi pad?
Anyone got a little face trough?
That's intense. What's the rest of the story?
Wait. So did he lie down for it or lied down under her?
Yeah, right. He put his head. I've seen the video. If you guys want to watch it, or I can just tell you what happened.
Just tell us, yeah.
So this big bald-headed dude, he looks like a
Hell's
Angel.
Warning.
Oh, wow.
Gets under her legs and is stoked. And I've got a direct quote from Sophia, which says, "Get my man with the can on his head ready, because we're going to bring him on stage and I'm a piss in this motherfucker's mouth."
Dude, I love this.
Splash warning with that bald head, yeah.
Most people need to pay admission to go to Splash Mountain. Yeah, dude. That's a fan experience, though. I reckon you should break that out. If you need to pee on stage at some of your shows.
That is a popping. That's a popping show if you're getting pissed on.
Yeah, you leave wet.
I don't know if I'll cheer or not for that. Do you know what I mean?
I'd cheer. That's just my preference.
I think, like, many people pee in the mosh pit, so I think it's only like a fair payback. Do you know what I mean? When you don't want to go all the way back to the toilets, sometimes you'll slip it out the shorts, and then sometimes you just go.
I've told this before, but once I was a big day out and I felt a fucking cup hit me and warm liquid on my back, and someone threw a piss cup.
Yep.
It's hard to want to kill someone, but have a sea of people you have no idea who
it is. Yeah.
That's so rank, bro. Just tip it on the ground.
Would you rather a mystery piss cup or a known fucking singer?
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Singer piss.
That's called a souvenir, brother.
That's
a Texas souvenir. Bit of piss on the face.
Where is she from? Does it say where the band's from? What's the band called?
They're called Brass Against, and they were playing a Rage Against the Machine cover.
That's pretty cool.
And she kept on singing while pissing on this.
Oh, that's rock star. She's a motherfucking rock star.
That's so good.
I'm pretty sure that's what Rage Against the Machine stood for, wasn't it? They're very political.
Pissing in the name of.
Pissing in the name of.
That is
crush that, bro.
Thanks, bro.
Fuck you, I won't pee where you tell me. Fuck you, I won't pee where you tell me.
On that note, so each week we're going to go through our stories, but then based on the stories, we're going to try and improv a song.
Okay.
So we've got woman pissing on stage, we've got space diapers, and we've got, what was the other one?
What was the other one? Dr. Pingers.
Dr. Pingers. We got some good material.
Really good stories this week.
Yeah, great job, cooking. Alex found them.
Okay, Alex, you are fucking cooking, son.
You're on fire, bro.
Do you want me to pay a beat?
Yeah, what you got? Ooh. Yeah.
Hey, I've got an appointment.
Hey, who are you here to see?
I'm here to see Dr. Pingers.
Oh, my dude, that's me. Dr. Pingers here, and I'm here to say I like to piss on my patients every day. Get on the ground and have some MDMA. Piss, piss, piss is what I say.
So are you a doctor who pisses on people?
Yeah, you heard me.
Then why are you called Dr. Pingers?
That's a good question. Once I took pingers and I went to space. Had to do a shit, but I had no place. Put on a diaper, doobity-doo. There we go, it's a spicy poo. I made chilies. Chilies in space. I made chilies. Chilies in space.
You covered all three topics in the intro. I had nowhere to go from it. So I was going to be, come in as someone who's got a problem where they like to piss on people, and you were going to prescribe me ecstasy, and then you just went straight in. I'm Dr. Pingers, and I got fucking nappy in space, I fucking piss on people on their fucking face, and I do it all, and what are you going to say to that?
Sorry, guys, I'm just a little jet lagged from my trip to America.
You'll be in America too, my boy.
Yeah, my son.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right, what do we got next? I think we got some fan questions sent through. Guys, if you want to follow us on Patreon, you can submit questions. We're going to be answering them every week.
Tia,
yep,
asks, what's the most embarrassing thing both you and Frenchie have done while having sex?
Great question.
That's one of those ones. It's like most embarrassing when they're all like solid tens. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Have you heard of coming on insertion?
Yeah, but that exactly. So you think you do that and you think that's embarrassing.
But then you do it every time.
And you're like, oh, well,
that's the new normal.
Maybe that's how you're supposed to have
sex. I start getting embarrassing when I don't come on insertion. I'm like, it's not you, it's me.
Yeah, you. Yeah. No, that's just
you're still looking good.
You look good. I'm sorry.
I'm sorry for being so efficient.
The longer you take with a woman, the uglier she is.
That's true.
Possibly.
Possibly.
I'm not saying that, but that's what I'm saying. The biggest compliment is the insertion.
Have you seen Sting? He has sex for hours. His wife? Ooh, disgusting.
Ooh, yeah. Ooh.
Why it takes so long?
Is it like that for girls too? The longer they take to come, the uglier we are?
They come every time the same joke.
Doesn't get old. But yeah, I've heard they do.
Yeah, right. I don't know if it's the same for them. I can think of an embarrassing thing. I got real drunk when I was at uni and I slept with this chick, but I was like blackout drunk, so I don't really remember it very well. And then I went around, had some breakfast or whatever the next day. I was at her place, then went to go use the bathroom, still wearing a condom, and I didn't realize for 12 hours.
Yeah, that's the thing.
That's embarrassing, but no one saw it, but I was still embarrassed. I was like, how did I not know that was on?
Yeah, that sort of embarrassing stuff. Okay, yeah. Okay. I think I fingered a girl once and she had a tampon in, I didn't realize.
Oh, you must have aggressively gone in there. Before she could tell you.
I don't know, bro.
Is it a stranger?
I just remember that I felt the string. I was like, oh, that's weird. Is that what the clitoris is?
She's got one of those knitted vaginas.
When the first few times you can't get it up, that's embarrassing. And then you just get over it. You're like, oh, well. It
doesn't really happen over this side of town.
You've always gotten it up. Well done, Tom.
Thanks, man.
Nice work, bro.
Even though I do brand deals for erection pills.
You have a dog on your penis as you're talking about
getting an erection. I'm hard. Next question.
Rainbow Girl asks, when will you guys release an album of all the songs from the podcast?
Great question.
Do we remix them or do we release
them? No, it has to be the same, what they are on the podcast.
That's so funny. Imagine if you just stumbled on that CD and you didn't realize the context. and be like, this guy's just singing in a really offensive Jamaican accent about Jeffrey Epstein.
No context. We could do intros to so people get context, but I think, yeah, no context.
That's funny.
And then we release it like as a like a real band.
Yep.
And like we get like band shots on there. So people think it's going to be like guitar, bass, hiccups, drums.
I like that.
Yeah, and then they all go on there. So it might be, I'd say, if we've done 160 episodes, I'd say it'd be a 45-track album.
And then we'll do like a big concert, but we'll just play it from our iPhone and twerk on stage.
or we do new improv songs.
Yeah, okay.
Actually, no, play it from the iPhone. Yeah, that's better. Because that way they can learn the lyrics.
Oh, we missed a sting. Can we play the sting late? I think it was a questions from the audience or something. It sounds something like that, maybe.
Tom and French's fan submissions. Submit your own audio message to @TomandFrenchy on Instagram.
How did you do this? This is incredible.
That's
bro.
Fred Flintstone.
That is definitely. That's what I was going to say. That's Fred and Barney.
So
yabba dabba do.
Yabba dabba do. What's the next question?
Ram.
Yep.
Best story from abroad/backpacking.
We were at Running of the Bulls in Spain and we had nowhere to stay, so we were sleeping in parks. We thought it was a good idea. Yeah. This is like me and my two mates, and we've only got one backpack because we checked our backpacks in to like a locker, and we got one backpack, and my mate shakes us awake. We're like pissed as fuck, and this bunch of Spanish boys had stolen the bag and were running off, and he tried to wake us up, but we didn't wake up because we were so drunk. My mate had to chase him. There was about five of them, and he caught one of them, was like, because he was quite big, and he was like holding one of them, and then the others threw the bag off a bridge, and he got all our stuff back, and then he comes back and we're still passed out in the park. And he like wakes us up and we're like, shut up, we're trying to sleep. He was so pissed off. That's one.
That is a great
story. I was impressed that he saved it.
That's a great story. Because
it had like our camera and everything in it. Any stories you can think of?
Oh, I don't know if I've told you about the treehouse hostel story.
No.
Oh, bro. So this is one. We're on the trip where, how old was I? I'm fucking 23, 24 maybe. And it was a trip of like I took like maybe 8 months, a year after I broke up with my girlfriend from uni. And so I'm struggling with the ladies. This is a bit of context. I'm struggling, not doing well overseas. I'm traveling with like 4 or 5 mates who are crushing it. So it's getting me pretty annoyed. We end up booking in $8 a night. It was a treehouse hostel in Nicaragua.
Oh, my God.
It was dodgy as fucking, as you can imagine, yeah, okay? Yeah. We roll in there. There's maybe five other dudes, 3 good-looking Spanish dudes, 1 Swedish girl, fucking 10.
Ooh.
Okay.
Swedish girls are insane.
Traveling by herself, bit of a red flag. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. There's maybe 2 other American girls too. Something maybe. I don't know. There's maybe a couple other people there. But and the guy who ran it, absolute cult leader, like weirdo.
Yeah, right.
So in Nicaragua, there's cocaine everywhere. Ooh. Everywhere, bro. There's nosebleeds all over the shop. And there's rum, free rum pretty much. Like, it's fucking, like, lawless, Lord of the Flies shit. The boys find, like, animal onesies they're wearing. I've got photos of it. They've got, like, elephant onesies on by the end of it. And then what they decided was that they got so pissed. They're like, you know, well, we're going to cock airblock every other guy so you got a chance with the Swedish girl.
That's
they're like,
awesome.
Because I hadn't jagged anything. They're like, you know, this is your moment.
Yeah.
And so I stayed sober enough compared to them. And every time one of the Spanish guys would hit on her, they'll just come up like teabagging or something, like fucking hectic Aussie shit. You know what I mean? Like, it was like hectic Aussie shit. They were fucking rummed up, coked up. It was an insane night.
Like, that's so good.
It was crazy. And yeah, I ended up pulling her. She was a bit older than me. I was very excited about it.
That's a happy ending.
Wasn't a good effort, but you know.
Come on insertion.
Yeah, pretty. No, it took a while to get up.
Ah, yes.
I had to put a condom on, bro. It was hard work.
Yeah.
And then they were like, it wasn't a hostel where like there was bunk beds. It was everyone on the same level.
Ooh.
That's
awkward. That is
so
awkward.
I know, like
the boys saw. Oh no. They were definitely watching as well. You know your
mates. But also, I don't know they were because they were fucking coked. They were either still up there or they crashed. I'm pretty sure. We don't know.
Never talked about it. It's one of those things.
We don't know, bro. They definitely saw you. Those were really nice. And then they didn't let me hook up any other girls the rest of the trip. They're like, we're going to take them all. Because we can know how to talk to women. We know how to talk to women if we want to.
That's great.
Nah, it was crazy night. I got the photos. I'll put the photos up one day. It's like the hangover. It's like the end of that.
That's funny.
Bro, if you ever travel Central America, have you ever done that?
Nah.
Do it.
Yeah,
it's
not scary.
Lawless. Yeah, but it's good. So what you do is you start at Guatemala and go down to Colombia, the one before it, Panama.
Yep.
Or you do vice versa, and pretty much you can get mini buses, a bus straight to each place, hostel. So you don't have to do like the public fucking school bus. Do you know what I mean? You don't have to do that sort of shit. You can pretty much do shuttles most of the way, how far you need to go is kind of real achievable. And you're sort of hanging out with the same people as you go down.
That's fun.
Yeah, it tastes good.
So you run it. I should.
Yeah, we'll do it for the podcast.
Whoa.
Will we? With your van?
With my van? Take it to Brazil?
Yeah. Well, Central America, yeah.
Yeah, it's all the same.
Yeah.
All right, next story.
Daniel Ganino. Hey lads, thoughts on Crocs. Just got back into them. And also thoughts on Crocs and socks. I reckon they are fire.
Yeah, Crocs are better with socks, I will say that.
I think Crocs have become ironically cool. Like, people hated on them at the start, but now they're kind of a vibe because they've kind of embraced their ugliness.
Like mullets?
Yeah. Crocs are the mullet of the feet.
I think Crocs are better as socks because they get a bit rubby. For me, without the socks, but with the socks, beautiful, warm, slip on, slip off.
You chuck up the sport mode or you leave them free fall?
Well, the ones I have don't have like the full strap.
Oh, damn. Yeah. You need those sport modes so you can run.
You can get Croc Heelys, I saw.
Ah, that's cool. Mm. Do they call them gators? Heelys. Gators in America?
Heelys. Oh, I get it.
Yeah, it's good. It's good.
Amazing Toaster asks, any plans for episode 169?
Great question.
Oh, when's that? What are we up to?
I think we're like 161 or 160 or something.
I guess we're going to have a 69 on the podcast.
A live 69?
Yeah, me and you, baby.
Yeah, shit.
You on top or bottom, or do you want to do like a little yin-yang?
I think the thing little about a 69 yang. Is it's a bit of a yin-yang.
You want to yin-yang it?
Yeah.
You can do any, bro. You can 69. You, do, yeah, you yeah. can. No, I've or, done it.
Maybe standing.
Oh, I've never done that one.
Like a handstand.
That's a different move, bro.
Yeah.
I like that.
I don't
but
know.
But yeah, so essentially, me and Tom are going to suck each other off at the same time for episode 169.
It's going to be mainly
it's launching our OnlyFans.
Yeah,
it's
yeah.
It's launching our OnlyFans.
We'll put microphones in both our gooches, so it should be really audible.
Oh, yeah. Do you have any ideas for us, Alex? What are you thinking? We want to do the shots. We could do 169 shots of beer for 169.
If Alex does it as well.
Yeah, bro. So that could be cool because we meant to do that for 150.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, there's definitely... We'll do something fun for sure. We'll have a think about it.
Yeah.
Yep. Tamika Marex, did Frenchie bring you back a cute little American schoolboy? I'm guessing that's aimed to Tom.
Did you? Did you?
They got guns, bro. I tried to grab a few for you. They put out their nine. They're like, get back. Stranger danger.
Disappointing.
We got Jackie Dodds. Yep. Best reaction to bringing out Gladys and Yankland?
Oh, they just didn't get her. But it's so it's kind of interesting because they get the cardboard things a lot more. Like you go on the street corner and you see people like cunts twirling signs. You know what I mean? They're twirling signs.
Yep.
So sometimes they thought it was like that. And then some of them thought it was my mum.
That's funny.
They're like, why are you bringing your mum around? I'm like,
that's almost offensive.
Yeah.
So for those who have no idea what the fuck we're talking about, Frenchie took a cardboard cutout of our premier, our ex-premier, Gladys Berejiklian, with him to America.
Yeah, I stuffed her in the suitcase. I had to fold her like fucking four times.
Yeah, you hit me up. You're like, you reckon it's worth it? I'm like, it's worth it.
It's worth it. It was hard because if you take her somewhere, you kind of got it. You're stuck with her. So I couldn't get her too many places. I got her to the NFL. They wouldn't let me in the NFL with her.
What did they say?
They said you can't bring her in. I'm like, why not? They're like, it'll, like, it distracts like it'll block someone's view or whatever. Yeah, just, they don't let you bring a lot of shit in there.
So you couldn't bring it in?
No, so I had her outside the stadium at the tailgate.
You had to leave them there?
No, I put her in the car.
Oh, right.
So you drive to the tailgate.
Fuck, that's lucky that you didn't like catch a train or something and then be fucked. Bro.
They don't catch trains in America, man. Everyone drives everywhere. They don't even fucking walk, man. Yeah, apart from New York, everyone drives everywhere in big ass fucking cars.
Yeah, the big cars truck are cars. Fucking huge, bro.
Big truck cars. But yeah, so I took her a few places. But you know how it is, Tom, when you start filming in public, you're initially nervous and you're awkward. You're like, oh, people looking at me. And then you end up doing so much weird shit, you don't even think about it.
Yeah, you get desensitized. It's like that.
Yeah, exactly. I'm carrying a cardboard cutout of Australia's politician. So
that's funny.
Yeah, you know what I mean? They just can't possibly figure out. But I'm rolling in like mullet deep too, and they don't actually have that many mullets in Florida.
Really?
No, I thought there'd be more.
Combat Wombat, good name. Do you have any advice on growing a comedy channel on YouTube?
Combat Wombat. Well, if it's what I think that channel is going to be.
Combat?
No, Fighting Wombats.
That's
cool. I'm thinking he teaches wombats how to perform combat. That's what I'm thinking.
Barty said it's a comedy channel.
I would laugh at wombats fighting.
True.
If you get the right animals, they're fighting.
Bro, if you put some Australia's Funniest Home Videos audio underneath, boing. Like, I don't know if I should go...
boing, 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 boing. Splat. Yeah, well, serious advice, Tom. Combat Wombat starting a comedy channel.
I mean, what would I... Practice makes perfect. You're gonna be shit at the start, but you got to keep at it. You got to keep improving.
Yeah, that's a big thing. Is the hardest part is just to fucking start doing it. Because so many people have ideas like, oh, if I could do this, I was talking to someone in America. They're like, I want to do stand up after I have two kids. I'm like, fucking do it now, bro.
Yeah.
What do you mean? If you want to do it, then you're never gonna fucking do it, bro.
Consistency. Just start doing it. Start. Because you're gonna learn things. You're going to see what works. You're going to see what people find funny.
Yeah.
You've got to start.
And you got to find your own style. It's okay to be influenced by people who've come before you, because that always happens. Like, if you love gaming, do a gaming one. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Don't just hit whatever's fucking trendy. Like, oh, Mr. Beast is trendy. I should do one where I tip people heaps of dollars when I drive through a fucking Macca's. It's like,
what
do you like, and what style do you perform best at?
Yeah, and it's like you got to trust your own judgment on what's funny, because you don't know if people are like, what's funny? It's like, well, it's up to your sense of humor what's funny.
As long as you're making shit that, I'm not going to exactly say what you think's funny, but your mate thinks funny.
Yeah.
So someone should relate to it. That's all we do, because generally of our videos, we're the best ones I think that we do is when me and Tom have a nice group with us and we're essentially trying to make each other laugh. We're thinking, would this... Like, sometimes we do write nice ones without other people, but my favourite ones is when you can tell we've thrown in a few things because we've got sick of a take, and we're like, fuck, that's going to make someone laugh. And if it makes them laugh on the day, it's going to make them laugh. Yeah, but it also depends what sort of channel you're doing. We can't really give too much advice without knowing everything. Just keep Keep trying.
Just do it, bitch.
Keep learning. All your first videos will suck, and all your first jokes will fucking suck.
That's true.
And some of your later stuff.
Yeah, bro. Me and Tom still bomb on stage.
You have some stinkers.
We still bomb on stage.
Yeah.
Tom and French's Conundrum of the Week.
Is that David Attenborough?
Okay.
Was that David Attenborough?
Is this on Fiverr still?
Yeah, it's one guy. There's a separate Michael Jackson guy, but... Yeah, one guy did all the stings.
But does each of these stings cost $5, or is $5 for all of them?
Not everything on Fiverr is $5.
So it costs more or less?
Depends. It can go less, but it can go higher.
Guys, please donate to the Patreon, because it sounds like Tom spent a lot of money on these things if he does not want to talk about it.
No, I'm just saying it's
$5. Or buy our merch if you're enjoying this new sting.
Actually,
come see...
We'll do that later.
Okay.
Speaking of Patreon and spending money, let's do the Patreon plug.
There's not another. Oh, there's a plug.
Hi, my children. It's me, Michael Jackson. Tom and Frenchie did a seance to bring me back from the dead to encourage you to join their Patreon. Shimon. Head to www.patreon.com patreon.com/TomandFrenchie and donate to support the show. And you can chat with them in their private Discord group. I'm innocent.
And he said, "Hail Satan" at the end there. See how good's that impression?
That
you just
is
can't
incredible.
See.
Okay, that was the only impression we've had that I knew who it was.
So good, eh? So I reckon that'll make a feature in most podcasts.
Oh, that is so good.
My dogs are getting incredibly triggered by that fly.
Oh, that is so good. All right. Oh, there you go. You heard him. Get on the Patreon, TomandFrenchie.com. Yeah. No, patreon.com/TomandFrenchie.
Yeah.
The fastest growing podcast in this apartment building.
Maybe.
Yeah, actually, it's a big building.
It's a big building.
Big building.
Conundrum Sting.
Tom and French's Conundrum
there we go.
Of the Week.
We're back.
Thanks, all David. Right.
So, read out our conundrum for us, Alex.
No problem. So, Emily asks, should we say the name?
The first name's fine. Okay, it's pretty common.
Emily Smith. how do I let my partner know his junk tastes bad, even after he showers? I actually like giving oral sex, but in the 6 months I've been with this guy, who I really like, I can't do it as much as we'd both like because it just tastes so gross every time. I'm not sure how to tell him nicely. Help a sister out.
Oh, that is quite the conundrum, bro. What's your first thoughts, Frenchie? Let's
even after he showers?
I think we've got an issue here.
He needs to see a doctor.
He either needs to see a doctor or he needs a fucking lesson in washing. You can't just let the rain wash down.
Is he washing?
He needs some special treatment, some special attention to his penis. He needs to pull back that foreskin. He needs to get some soap in there.
Is he washing with blue cheese? How do you fucking smell worse after a shower?
I reckon this guy's uncircumcised. He's not pulling back his foreskin and cleaning it.
He would know at this age that he needs to do.
I don't know. Some people are weird, man. They don't learn.
It's just one thing they don't know.
Yeah. No, it's like your mate who didn't brush his teeth. He just ate gum.
Okay, so first thing is he needs to see a doctor. Okay, well, first thing is get in the shower with him, pull his foreskin back.
Teach him. Wash him like a fucking old, elderly person and you're a nurse.
Yeah, but you don't really want to wash it like that much with soap because it stings. A little stinger.
Does it sting?
Depends how much soap you use.
How much soap you don't go down the pee hole, Frenchie.
Yeah, you do. If you want to clean it properly.
Frenchie's trying to wash his insides okay. out.
So, first thing, you have the shower with him. Try wash it properly. Pull the foreskin back and wash it. Say, I want to wash it properly. Don't say, I want to wash it properly. Too obvious. Say, oh, this is a fun game.
Yeah, I'm a naughty nurse. Make a game out of
it. Yeah, make a game of it. Like, it's a little aeroplane coming into your wash hole. Your hanger.
Or you could even like do a bit of fishing. Oh, you're right.
Go on.
You could do a bit of fishing. You could be like, is it hard being a guy? Because, you know, you gotta wash your penis. You gotta pull back the foreskin. Try and bait him to see if he does that. He'd be like, no, it's easy. You don't even need to pull the foreskin back. You just let the water wash over it. You'd be like, red flag. Cheese dick.
Okay. So we've got... Jump in the shower with him, try to wash his pull his foreskin back and wash it. Okay.
We've washed our partners
in the shower. It's a bit of fun.
Yeah.
It's a bit of fun. Mm. It's a bit arousing sometimes.
Oh.
For them. Gonna touch our bodies.
Just say that doesn't fix it. Okay. He's washing it and he's doing everything fine. I think you need some kind of STI check. There's some kind of yeast infection going on, maybe.
Was that STI?
No, I don't know. But yeah, there's some kind of build-up or something. Something's going on.
Got some bread stuck down there, you think?
Yeah, he's got a loaf. He's got a little baguette.
A loaf of bread.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's nasty. Okay. So, our other options is like, I'm going to look at this the same way as I would bad breath.
Okay.
He needs sort of, A, toothpaste of the dick, B, gum. Do you know what I mean? Mm. Do you know what I mean? Someone's got real bad breath. What do? You say, oh, I've got this extra gum left over. What do you want? Do you know what I mean? So, she can... As she's about to give him head, squirt a whole tube of toothpaste into her mouth and say, I've heard this increases the sensation.
Mm.
And so it's more, less her giving head, more him fucking Colgate, a Colgate mouth.
I like that. Why doesn't she put the cleaning product in her mouth?
Mm, that's what I'm thinking.
Yeah, yeah. Not toothpaste doesn't make a lot of sense because that's her mouth.
Well, because it cleans a dick. If it cleans teeth, it can clean a dick. And that would make sense why it's in her mouth. But you're thinking more like...
Have you putting toothpaste on your
what
dick?
Are you, what are you thinking? Like Windex in her mouth? What do you fucking mean?
Some kind of fucking Vagisil mouthwash and just... No?
There's...
Flavored lubricant, condoms. No one wants a condom blowjob.
There'll be one or two people listening who'll be like, why don't you just tell him? Not an option, guys. That's just silly. Have an adult conversation about it. No, that would never work.
Here we go. Prank call.
Here we go. Way better.
Prank
call.
We're back. Anonymous. Call up.
Hey, it's me. Wash your penis. And then just hang
up. Was that Batsu?
I don't know.
Hello, it's me. Wash your penis. That was Batpoo. We would like to hear from his brother.
Yeah, I don't know. That's quite a conundrum. Guys, we're going to put this on Instagram and you can tell us what you think she should do and we'll pass it on. But if you guys have a conundrum that you want us to solve, we haven't quite solved it, but next week, maybe.
I'm trying to think right now, like 6 months in, if a girl said your dick fucking reeks, tastes terrible, how I would react. Do you know what I mean?
Mm.
Like now it wouldn't make a difference because, you know, the longer you date, the ruder your partner is to you.
Yeah.
Yeah. But 6 months in, hey, Frenchie, your dick tastes like sort of mold.
We get that as an out of context clip.
And so I'm there going, yeah, fuck. Like, what would I say? I don't
be like, oh, shit, I better have a shower. Fucking scrub it.
I don't think that I would say that though, would I?
No.
Would I hit her back with something?
You might hit
like
her.
Like it's a wrap. I wouldn't. Look, your mouth fucking tastes like mold. I'd be like, maybe you did it.
Yeah, nice.
Or would I say sorry?
You'd gaslight her, be like, some people like the taste. You do.
I think you can tell him because I would like probably do anything to get more head because head's better than sex. So
I feel like, yeah, that's so true. Just tell the guy because he appreciates your work. Mm. He's not going to want to tarnish or lessen that. So if you give him a bit of, maybe you could just fucking sneak some air fresheners into his jocks.
I'll put...
Okay, I went rogue there.
Okay, that was close. I'll put it this way, okay? My favorite meal is spaghetti bolognese, okay? And I cook the best spaghetti bolognese, not my girlfriend, but it doesn't matter. But if she did, hypothetically, she feeds me spaghetti bolognese every night. I'm loving it.
Mm.
One thing's a problem. She's like, I don't like the way you eat the spaghetti bolognese. It makes me ill. You just got to do one little change and then I'll still keep giving it to you. Doesn't matter what that change is, I'll do it. She'd be like, you got to stick it in your nose instead of your mouth. I'd be like, okay, because I want to keep getting it. Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
And that's heads almost even better than spaghetti bolognese.
Fuck, you've nailed that.
Thank you.
I reckon we solved that one. How long have we been recording?
Oh, wait, we've got the next thing from the German robot. Hello, it's the German robot. And now Tom and Frenchie are going to plug their tour.
It's a me, a Batsu.
That was old. He's gone old.
It's been a long time since I saw you all. And time is a cruel beast.
He does sound old.
All right.
It's like he's looking back on his life and talking.
Guys, exciting tour announcement. Frenchie, hit us with some dates or something.
Tom is going on tour. I'm lucky enough to go as a later support act. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, I'd say it's my main tour and you're like a closer, but in the sense of like a doorman.
No, we are going on tour together and Tom's coming to every fucking show and he's going to do all the stand-up he has.
Yeah, a whole 10 to 15 minutes.
10 to 15 minutes every night. But that's, bro, I'm fucking very excited because... Like, A, I'm going to have someone fun to hang out on the trip. B, I'm going to get to see Tom in action every night. You guys are too, so come along, get your tickets. We're starting off with Adelaide on December 3, I think. Then New South Wales, and then the rest of you guys next year. Newcastle, first show sold out already. Did you see that?
Ooh.
Let's fucking go.
My mum's going to come to one of the shows.
Let's go. Do we put her on the door or do we charge it extra?
No, we make her sit on stage.
Yo, we could do something with your mum.
That'd be funny. She'd love it. She honestly doesn't give a fuck.
We'll get on at the end and do a shoey or something like that.
That's funny. She'll do it.
Yeah, 100%. She'll crush it. She'll do it better than me.
She'll do like red wine out of a bucket or something.
Yeah, man. So come along to that. It'll be cool to see all you guys there. It's just going to be another
loose
night of comedy.
Head to FrenchyComedy.com for tickets.
Yeah, FrenchyComedy.com/tickets. We always wait around after every show and get photos, move some merch, do some shoeys, that sort of stuff. And the podcast Christmas party too for our Patreons. We've almost got a date for that. It'll be in December somewhere in Sydney.
And guys, if you're not on our Patreon, Michael Jackson will haunt you.
Yeah, I'm not even going to make a joke about that because he will. He fucking will.
Hee hee, Shimona.
Hi, my children.
He's so good at it.
Yeah, that one's good.
Hey, I'm the OG Frenchie, and this is Matt's Chats.
There we go. Let's go, Matt.
You.
Chats are back. I've come up with an idea for a feature-length comedy.
Okay.
To pull off a heist, our two criminals need a way to enter and exit a gallery without being suspicious. He notices a group of carers with special needs people and realizes it's the perfect way to avoid suspicion. As I need to say, guys, this is Matt's idea. He's written, this isn't my idea, okay? One poses as a carer and another joins a really shitty special needs facility and blends in. One of the special needs girls falls in love with him and the date to the gallery is used as a cover for the heist. So what I'm getting right now is kind of, it's The Ringer crossed with like The Notebook. Like, what's a fun little rom-com?
It gives me like Something About Mary vibes.
Something About Mary.
It's definitely like early 2000s, late 90s comedy. You could get away with this.
After the heist, he has disappeared and the girl is brokenhearted.
Go on.
Feeling bad, he arranges a trip to Disneyland, which is her dream, and pays her to move into a better facility, spending all the heist money. There you go. Good end. That's a good end.
And that would have made a great film in the 90s when you could impersonate disabled people. I don't know if you can anymore.
I don't think you can like that. Yeah, Johnny
it's not the worst. It's better than that fucking film I saw on Netflix, that new heist one with Ryan Reynolds and The Rocks.
The Ringer. Well, Free Guy is worse, by the way, guys. Don't watch Free Guy. It's fucking trash. I turn it off halfway through.
Well, you didn't finish it, so...
I know the end. I bet you I could have freaking written the end word for word what would have happened.
What happened?
He... Yeah, exactly.
See?
I don't want to spoil it. Now I can't do spoilers because it's going to be the exact end. I feel like this is the perfect role for Ben, except he would have to work on his acting normal. I've written... Whoa.
Is banter. He's saying you've nailed the disabled.
Yeah, I'm glad you like that because he's got a role for you too.
Oh, damn it.
I've written in a scene for Tom where an overrated carer rapes one of the special needs kids.
Oh, my God. Fuck.
That's not funny. That's what my brother wrote, and we think it funny that he think he should put that onto paper. That
it's funny that he committed to that concept.
Why would he put that down? It was such a nice movie till then. It was like,
it was quite sweet.
It was okay, a little edgy. You pretend to be disabled to do a heist, but then you fall. You fall in love with their personalities and want to do something nice.
That's not a guest role I'm looking for, to be honest.
Minute. He's got Tom in the middle of an SBU episode.
Jesus.
And then he wrote, can you act it out? No, we're not going to act that one out, Matthew. Oh, just joking. This is a feel-good movie. Wanted to see Tom's face. Okay.
That's good.
Okay, that wasn't... what was the last vote? Also, for the podcast or general fashion, I feel you need to invest in a propeller bow tie.
That'd be cool.
It's a nice... So that's how his brain works.
Mm, I like it. He's an interesting man. Okay. Let's cue the fucked segment of the week sound.
Tom and French's fucked segment of the week.
Billy Connolly.
Yeah.
Yes, let's go.
All right. So for this segment, each week it's going to change and it's whatever cooked idea we want to do. But for this one, I had the idea that we're going to use a random word generator that just spits out a word, right? And we each get a word and we both pitch sketch ideas. Then we get the audience to vote. And then before next week, we film whichever sketch they want.
Yeah, that's cool. I like that. Yeah. Let's do it.
All right. So you got the link to the random word generator there, Alex. It should be in the doc.
And if both our ideas spur better ideas, we could almost do two ideas each and then they vote for the most random one.
Yeah.
So there we go.
Just generate a word. This one's for Frenchie.
Okay, this is my word.
And we can help each other with the ideas.
Steer.
Steer, that's a rough word, isn't it?
Steer,
that doesn't spring much.
You'll do a driving skit for that, I reckon.
Yeah, okay.
Easy.
It could be like a parody of the movie Speed.
Okay.
Which you can only go in circles.
Yeah, that's the one. Well, that's the one. Like,
I can't turn straight. So she just keeps going around.
There's a bum on this car.
But I can't go straight.
There's a bum on this minivan. If you have to turn left.
This week on Steer. I'm still going in a circle. It's a whole series.
It's a whole series.
It's a multi-season, so it's a multi-episode.
Fake trailer for a whole series about a lady who keeps turning. And so what, they have to fill up petrol as she's steering and stuff?
Don't know. But if she turns the wheel straight, a bomb goes off.
Yeah, okay. And so then, and at some point, like, kids start crossing the road and she has to decide, like, there's all this on.
They're crossing the road into where the car's just going in circles. So really, they deserve to
steer. Yeah, I like that.
Yeah, I've got the need for steer.
Okay, so that's one idea.
Okay, next word.
Lacrosse.
Oh.
Lacrosse. Okay, this one's easy.
Okay.
Literally a piece of piss.
Go.
If Aussies played lacrosse.
That's a good sketch. Yeah. That's a good sketch.
Yeah. Yeah. Like,
surely they just turn the stick around and put it on their cocks. Yeah, and they'd be like, I'm a woman. That doesn't make any sense.
I guess you'd either do it like Aussies playing against Aussies, or you do one Aussie playing with a bunch of Americans. Mm. I think that's what you're more likely to do. Yeah, playing lacrosse for the first time. Do you know what I mean? Something like that.
Australians played lacrosse, because you could just fucking...
Yeah, and you'd have one Aussie, me and you playing, and then a bunch of Americans.
Yeah.
And be like...
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, is this a fucking cricket bat? Yeah, all this sort of shit.
Yeah.
Fuck off, Chad, you dickhead. Piece of piss.
Should we do a few more?
Yeah, a few more. Let's keep going.
Okay, next word is...
lobbying.
Lobbying. Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So it's a parody of Parliament.
Yep.
But the boys at the pub. So someone's lobbying for the next... They're trying to sell the next venue to the group. But they'd have to do it in kind of political way to get all the boys on side.
That is clever. So they've brought their arguments.
Yeah.
Here.
Mr. Speaker. And it's all the boys just sitting around and it's like, I declare that we should go to Revs.
Revs. But it's too early for Revs.
I think it is not too early because we start the rush.
No, we don't go to Revs till 8 a.m. It's only 1. I say we go to the strip club.
Strippers are disgusting.
If you look in paragraph 5 of section 13 of the Declaration of Strip Pendants...
That's good.
You know what I mean? Like, you mean something like
that's
that or something?
Yeah, that's a vibe.
Okay, lobbying. I like that.
All right, so we got lobbying. We got steer. Steer's the roguest, I think.
Steer's the best one so far.
We've got Aussies played lacrosse. All right, one more.
You got rheumatoid.
What is that?
Rheumatoid. Like rheumatoid arthritis.
What is that?
It's like rheumatoid. I think it's just arthritis, isn't it? It's just a tub of arthritis.
Yeah.
Okay, that's a tough pitch.
Rheumatism.
Could we do something about rheumatoid arthritis where it's like a rumor?
Oh.
Heard you got arthritis. Like, no, that's just rheumatoid.
That's a Snapchat.
So shit.
All right, let's try different. That's the weird. I don't think I've ever heard that word out loud.
Mating.
Mating.
Oh, well, that's almost too easy, isn't it?
Mm.
I guess what you do it, like, that's kind of been done too. Like mating as in becoming friends, Aussie mates. I was just thinking friends.
That's,
yeah.
That's a, yeah. That's
like
a
with
great,
an Attenborough voiceover.
Yeah, that's the classic, isn't it?
And then it's, maybe it's like a two girls who are best friends bring their boyfriends who don't know each other, and then they're hoping they will be mating, they will become mates.
I like that.
And then it's someone Attenborough type watching, and as you can see, the two males do not know each other. The girls thought they would bond over their love of sport, but one likes cricket and Australian sports, and the other one likes chess. Not exactly a sport. I don't believe they will be mating.
Oh, that's good.
Do you mean something like that?
Yeah. No, that's good. That's good. Mm. I like that.
One more word. Well, because we're going to cut the... I guess we're going to cut the if Aussies played lacrosse because it's too good. Or we can do five. We can have five.
All right, whatever.
Mouth.
Frenchie, this is your area?
It's good about mouths.
Finger or dick or something?
Oh, yeah, that's fire.
I can click another one.
Mouth. Sounds like a horror film.
Well, I think...
Okay, here we go.
Mm.
It's a horror film. About a guy with a stinky cock. And she's got to suck it. It's called Mouth.
That's good. That's fucking good. That is good. I was going to say it's about someone who opens it, emphasizes their mouth too much when they're speaking, and they just zoom in on that. And then the other person who doesn't move their mouth enough, and they're having a conversation.
A guy with a little mouth? Or?
Little mouth. Yeah, mouth. And it's all these different types of mouths.
It sounds like an SNL sketch or something.
Yeah.
Like different
characters.
Yeah,
that'll pop
with,
on TikTok. Yeah,
different
mouths.
Types of mouths.
And then they just zoom in when they're speaking.
Like the chick who's like her tongue's too big.
And one with no top lip. And maybe it's like a support group for weird mouths.
That's, like some kind of underbite. Like,
yeah, big underbite. Big underbite.
Thanks for coming in. I sound like I'm doing a disabled impression. I'm now in Matt's film.
But yeah, the stingy dick one too.
Alright, so guys, we're going to put this on Instagram. So head to Tom and Frenchie and you can vote for which sketch we're going to make.
Yeah, okay. And we'll just make it before the next podcast.
We'll try to, yeah.
Yeah, we'll just
If not, we'll do it soon.
We'll fuck it up.
We'll try and do it by
next
week.
We'll do it.
Even if it's shit,
we'll do it.
That's funny. Alright, what else we got? I think that's it.
Great new format, guys.
Some fun shit.
Well done, Alex and Tom. Thank you for setting all that up. That is fucking awesome. That is great to come back to all this new branding, this new excitement.
Rufus was pretty bored by the podcast. He's fallen asleep.
Rufus is asleep. If you're looking at the video portion, you know there's been dogs in and out of this. If you're just listening on audio.
Confusing,
but the numbers are numbers. We don't care how the fuck you take this podcast. Tell a friend. Get someone on the podcast. Keep this growing. The more listeners we have, the more times we can do it a week.
Tag at Tom and Frenchie on Instagram as well, and we'll share them from that account. Yeah,
tag all your shit, please.
Yeah, boy. Thanks for watching. Love you long time.